Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, how are you about death? Worried about it? What do you feel about it? I guess we all have different opinions, depending on our histories, our family histories, our sense of the future, what we understand about death. So help us understand this better. I thought it'd be really good to inquire of the angels to see what they might offer us. And the best way to do that is to speak with someone who speaks with them, and they speak with her. And she's back on our show again, because we love to work with her and with the angels. And so I'm so happy to reintroduce or represent, let's call that, Adria Esterbu. Adria, welcome back to
Thank you. Delighted to be here again.
So this is something that I guess everybody has feelings about one way or the other.
Yeah. It'd be hard to find someone who felt very neutral about death.
Right. Who would?
Oh, I don't think about it.
Well, I'm sure there are a lot of people who are in denial and don't think, or maybe, I don't know. But, you know, what's interesting lately is that my 4-year-old granddaughter has been very focused on it, you know, very inquiring of it, very interested in knowing more about it. We've had a death in the family, and you know, it's fascinating how children learn about it and have questions, and certainly many children go through a period at different stages in their early life where they're afraid of their parents dying, and have to resolve that somehow. Yeah. And so we all have to work on it one form or another, and within ourselves and our longevity, and what does death do? You know, what, not only the dying itself, but what about afterwards? Is there an afterwards? And in my family, it's mixed. Some people don't believe that there's an afterlife, and others, like me, are very knowledgeable, we believe, about it. You know, I once had a hypnotic regression back in between lifetimes, but I also speak with my guides a lot about it, and have a lot of information. And that's what we want today, really, is for our angels, Ariel and Raphael, to speak about what they feel we need to know more about death, and perhaps the many worlds that we live in other than third dimensional.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, rich topic.
Yeah, there's no end to it.
I learned so much. I'm also a medium, so it's fun for me. You know, I am someone who believes in reincarnation and also those disembodied places, so those very rich learning or enjoyment places in between lifetimes. And I learn more and more about them by talking to people who are in them, in those different fields of being. So it's a huge topic.
Yes. It's like we are that. We are that topic of life and death and afterlife and life goes on and soul journey and it's very difficult for so many people to hold it. There's so much fear of death. And as I was telling you before the show, that I'm not afraid of dying. I'm just, I don't want to leave. I love too much of that being here. Yeah. And I'm sure I would love being on the other side, tremendously, but I have a lot to live for here. So I want to. So what can the angels, what do the angels want to speak about?
This is Ariel, Angel Ariel. So death, you know, it's not as simple as this, but let's start simple. Death is very much like a change of clothes. So when you have your very, very favorite outfit, and it really has got holes and stains, and you're a little embarrassed to be seen in it, but you can't quite let it go. That is how many we would say the most beneficent sort of view of death on this plane for most people is, oh, it just, I can't let it go yet, right? I can't let it go yet. So, but you know, there are other clothes. If you thought that when this outfit disintegrated, you had to go naked, and that would feel very disrupting perhaps to you and the others around you, it would be more of a big deal, right? But still, it's a transition, and still we become so familiar, it's so beloved, those things we know, the well-worn places, the familiar, the beloved things about the life. So it is still a transition of letting go. But for us, our perspective here from the angelic about death, it really is as simple as changing clothes. And then there's a little time in between. So this, if to make a light metaphor here, in between you're taking a shower or taking a nap or something else before you choose your new wardrobe. So it's not immediate. You don't flick from this life right into another one. So you have some time.
But there is a life on the other side that you might be wearing different kind of clothes.
Absolutely, yes. And that we would say more, this is Ariel, the nakedness in a good sense, the purity of soul to restore, to rest, to recalibrate, to reflect on what has just appeared in the life. Are there members of my family or other loved ones I want to see again? Either when they pass over or in a different life scenario. So there are many, many choices to be faced after death, but there's also a great sense of recalibration of soul. And by this, we mean filling up the wounded places. So life for everyone here, it has its, you take your knocks, you get fatigued emotionally and spiritually in some areas in life, just because of the learning lessons, the things you've rubbed up against in life. So there is a need for rest on a soul level. So it's different than the sleep that the body needs, but the recalibration, the rest, the restoring, coming out of traumas, all of that happens very quickly, very soon after death. So you do get the chance as a soul for deep, deep relief. Although the body is no longer with you at that time to need its own kind of rest, you as a soul, an energetic being, still need some recovery time from life. So those first in between stages are about rest, recalibration. And then you go into choosing, oh, well, would I like to learn some more here before coming back into another life, or would I like to jump in right away? And well, that's your choice you will face.
I have questions about all that. One is that I've always believed that we can still witness what's going on in our previous life with our family, loved ones. We can keep track of them and admire them and love them from the other side. And that also we have a higher self, and that we'll always, we don't give up the identity that we've had in this life, but that we still hold it on the other side, even though we might kick out a new life from our greater self. And because my father died over 60 years ago, and several years ago, I felt that he had come to see the wedding of my older son and enjoy himself and wanted to break bread with us. And we did in spirit. And so that's a long time after he had passed. And I'm really excited about the idea that when I pass, that I'll meet with him and share love with him again on the other side.
Yes, this is Raphael, Angel Raphael. So let's speak a little bit about that, about being in connection with those that you love. Absolutely, for most souls, not absolutely all, but for most souls, you will have the capacity to look back in on your loved ones. So for some people, they take quite an overview approach to this, just watching what's happening. Some people pierce through, as you felt with your father, to appear energetically or somehow leave signs or messages, things on the floor or feeling, sensation for their loved ones to know they're still around. So that's very individual, but we would say by and large, you will have the capacity to at least look in on, see how your loved ones are doing. And very, very certainly you have the capacity to choose to re-encounter them again when they go through the death passage. You might choose to be one of those to welcome them, to help them not be afraid to what's happening, all those changes after death, or you might choose again to be with them in another lifetime. So all of this comes up as choices for you. So it's very neutral from our perspective. One of those is not better or worse. It's just as you like. Some people would rather not see the people from this life again because they're leaving in pain. So they go right into a sort of womb state of soul recalibration and don't look back. So in extreme cases, there are those who choose never to look back. So that again will be a possibility for you, for all people here. And most take it, most take some view back. So if you are thinking about ones who had passed on, know that they are with you. They most likely have been watching in some extent what's going on with your life, at least here and there, because they do have that option. And most souls do take that.
But what if they've gone on to another life then, you know? So what I guess we don't understand is who are we really on the other side? In terms of personality, and how long does that subsist? And we go on, I'm sure we go on to an infinite amount of lifetimes. And certainly this life that we're in now is only valuable for a certain number of years to complete being with others on the other side who are coming over and having good talks with them and sharing love. And then perhaps we have no reason to persist in our personality, and we can let it maybe drift into our greater self and move on to, you know, other lifetimes.
This is Raphael, Angel Raphael. It's not time bound like that. So the soul does have the ability. Here is where the concept of parallel lives might help you. You can be grandfather in this life. And let's say after you pass on, you decide to be some ballerina, young woman in another life. At the same time as you are in that new life, you can correspond as grandfather for your grandchildren in this one. So the soul has that ability to have multiple faces, let's call them. It's not in space like that, but multiple identities can be held, are held traditionally at the same moment. So there's no conflict between the different parallel lives. They exist, all of them exist within.
I love that. Thank you.
Without time, let's say. There's no time. So all of that just exists.
Right. I think we get stuck here thinking of time in series rather than parallel. And so we think of sequence in terms of even lifetimes, which maybe everything is parallel in the greater time of the universe. And but we need sequence in some ways to understand banal thinking.
Yes, it's very helpful for the brain, this is Raphael, to have sequence and time to help unravel the mysteries of the universe. But you won't, in a time sense, you don't have to worry about waiting for your relatives to all pass over before you move on or things like that. It all happens according to your timing of soul growth, but not according to a clock timing. It's not like that.
All right, there are no clocks out there. That's fascinating. Now, one thing I want to ask, because we just had this terrible tragedy in my family, and my 21-year-old nephew passed from disease, and from cancer, actually. And but I was getting from my guides that his grandmother, who had passed on before, had come for him to help him. And then another aunt who had recently passed met him. And then he had reunions with other friends and et cetera out there. But then I was asking, what is he doing with a lot of his time? Not that there is time like we think about it, but they said that he's playing with two friends that he has out there that he really loved to be seen again. And they were just friends, not mentors or teachers, but they were archangels. And they were good friends of his. And I didn't expect to hear an answer like that. So I thought it was fascinating that he was doing that. And it says to me a lot about the advanced nature of his soul.
Yeah, so let's talk about a few different parts of this. This is Ariel, Angel Ariel. Many people have the concept of being greeted, whether you call it heaven or something else, by loved ones or certain saints or angels. So there's a reason why to be greeted by people you know and trust. If you are someone who did not have a religious or spiritual faith, and a glowing being, let's call them an angel, appeared to you, you might feel like you were in an interrogation chamber and not know what was going on, right? There wouldn't necessarily be this sense of trust and peace or awe. Oh, an angel has come to welcome me. But if grandfather, grandmother, or cousin who had passed many years ago comes and says, hi, you know, you made it. And look, you don't have to be scared over here. Let me show you around. The soul feels like, oh, okay, this is still very disorienting and bewildering, but here's someone I know and trust. So apart from the love, which is one reason why you might want your loved ones to be greeting you because you missed them, there is a very compassionate reason of who is the soul going to listen to? Those that they knew and trusted in life, or some glowing being that they don't have a concept for to fit that into any sense of awareness.
But it meant a lot to me that my nephew was with these archangels who he loved. So in other words, he knew them and they were very familiar. And the fact that I was being shown that they were, advanced beings out there, higher vibrations, meant a lot to me that maybe, you know, it says a lot about my nephew's soul journey and that he'd really been through many advanced lifetimes where he could have such friendships with archangels.
Absolutely, yes. This is Raphael, Angel Raphael. So for some souls, particularly those who have been, it's difficult to relay this concept because of parallel nature of time, but for some souls, they really have gained more learning knowledge at this point. And they love and adore the angelic or other guides, so they're more likely to be welcomed or greeted by those higher beings they've encountered before, and to rest into that knowing or playfulness of, oh, here we are again, we can rest from the forgetfulness of humanity. So coming back into a more mature expression again of the soul. Absolutely. Many souls delight in this, spending time being able to see and viscerally react, interact with their guides and their loved friends of spirit. You have many of those. So not all of your soul family, soul flames, were with you in this lifetime. And many times the reunions there are so sweet and poignant right after the death. So it could be angels, but could also be other, let's say more recently, human souls that you get to meet and greet right away. So to have that reunion.
So
for
lot-
those of you who feel you've missed that love partner in this life, you'll get a chance to see them right away.
And there's so much, and also there are opportunities to see the record of the life we had just left and to review it and understand the process that we were in and learn from it.
Absolutely. This is Ariel, Angel Ariel. So if there are things in your life where you feel stuck, either you can't forgive or you don't know why this happened or you feel like you missed a lesson, you will have the chance to get tutors, let's say, you know, angels and guides and friends who can walk you through. Here's what happened and why. So the great mysteries of your own personal life will be revealed to you. There's no more secrets after death. You do get to learn, fully learn, what was that about? And to come into forgiveness and healing, deep healing around those places, those wounds that have not healed.
Right. And understand the sole purpose of coming here to create trouble for ourselves to learn from and not feel guilty about from out there. We might feel guilty about it here, but out there we'll understand that we needed these trials and tribulations to advance our soul journey.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, this is Raphael. And here's where we say tutors, because for some souls, just to see it, oh, okay, I get it. You know, immediately they're willing to move on. And for some souls, they still want to hold on to that regret or pain or self-loathing. And there are those to gently work with them again at their own pace to fully heal and integrate before moving on.
And then we can choose future lives to help learn better how to process these.
To make changes, fundamental changes of soul, lifetimes are best for that, even better than the tutoring in between.
All right. This is so wonderful, and I'm glad to hear from the angels about it. And I think it's a reminder, because I'm sure many of us have explored the idea of parallel lives out there, and that there's no clocks, and that we don't keep time out there the way we do here is so unique. And it's hard actually to grasp in full concept, because we are limited to our minds of understanding things here in sequence. But it's refreshing to hear from the angels about that.
Yeah, it is fun, interesting to try to figure out, wait, how does it all happen at once? So there's some compassion, I think. This is Adria, being able to just fully digest and live in the moment we're in. Even though we're not limited to it, it's helpful to focus just here, just now.
Yes, and so this has been wonderful. To talk with Ariel and Raphael. And we've talked about before, you know, how you work with them, and that we don't have to be obeisance to them, and that they're friends and they want to be seen as friends and don't need to be, we don't need to reinforce their titles or that. We just have great respect and love and want theirs. Is that right?
Yeah, they're such tremendous helpers. Really, they're following our cue. It's not the other way around. Just the more I hear them talk about what angels are, and they're really here to serve us, to help us learn, to support our growth. It's incredible. It's quite humbling when you see that. Yeah, it's not for them about hierarchy. They don't consider themselves above us. And
well, there's no ego.
It's so different, such a different. I love learning about humanity through angels because they just love seeing the compassion of the human heart. It's just not seen in a lot of other species or a lot of other realms. So yeah, they're beautiful, beautiful helpers.
Yes, and I felt that today that they're very clear, and I hope the audience feels that way. it's this. We're in a time of so much death around us, and fear of it, that it's good to know the larger picture of life and death.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you and the angels for being on Energy Stew.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you for bringing up this topic.
And you can be found at what website?
Wingsound.com, WINGSOUND.com.
That's great, Adria. And you have all kinds of webinars and...
Oh, yeah, and books and classes and recordings. Yeah,
you do all kinds of work individually with people. So it's good to know. So thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.